Welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast. My name is Kyle Nelson. Got my co-host here, Mr. Eli Libby.
How's it going, man? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Can we get a weather report?
Weather report? Well, we did a podcast earlier, and it's about the same. It is about the same. Last one you heard. Beautiful day outside. Beautiful Central Oregon.
Nice. 70 degrees.
Yeah. So today we have a very, very special guest. We're really excited to chat about about some really cool things about communication and speaking, just kind of how to gain, some confidence and really how to deliver through communication as a speaker. But before that, we are going to run that in. What's going on? Welcome to the Biz Pros Podcast. My name's Kyle Nelson. I've got my great co-host and good friend here, Mr. Eli Libby.
Thank you, Kyle.
Excited for the episode, man. Today, man.
Absolutely.
Really excited for this episode. We've got a great guest.
Yep. Absolutely.
Number two, clear, simple images.
Amazon sellers.
The first thing that I'm following about in this article is
really looking for that initial credit.
You need to be thinking about product photography and video production. Today, we have Dr. Poeta, who is an executive communication coach, speaker, TEDx organizer, and university professor. She conducts courses, trainings, and workshops on effective communication and business presentations on an international scale with an extensive list of high-profile clients. She's the host of the Ideas Plus Leaders podcast, has coached over 3,000 people from over 30 countries, and is certified trainer and coach by Dale Carnegie Training. Passionate mom of two, she's also an ardent leader in the nonprofit space as a TEDx organizer for 8 total and previously, for 8 years organizing live and online events reaching over 40,000 people in total and previously as a district director in Toastmasters International for 5 different European countries and responsible for 2,000 organization members. So get ready for a conversation with a driven, highly educated, and well-traveled expert with a passion for helping leaders and public speakers reach their full potential. Welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast.
That was amazing.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and thank you for such a great introduction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, that was a deep intro.
Accolades are amazing. Yeah. It seems like you've made so much impact, which is really, that's got to be very exciting and fulfilling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it sounds like you don't have any fear about going on stage talking to people. I think that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, let's learn a little bit more about that background. We kind of went over at a very high level, but can you dive into your background before we jump into the topic?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So as you mentioned, I'm now a communication coach and I'm helping people to be more confident. But from, if I look back at my story, then I was not that confident myself in the beginning. I was so stressed by speaking in public, and when I was doing presentations, I used to shake and become all stressed. And I think that this moment when I decided to work on this skill and to consciously develop this skill, develop confidence, and later on, I became a certified trainer and I started working with people and helping them into getting there. I think that this was a game changer for me. And now I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. And I'm working with students, I'm working with younger generation, as well as with business professionals. And I just want them to be more confident, to be more impactful in their communication and in their speaking style.
That's amazing. Wow. That's an amazing impact, like you said, Kyle. I mean, that is so cool.
Yeah. So where did it all start? What gained that confidence and what made you kind of get into confidence like coaching and speaking?
So in the beginning, I started my PhD studies. And I was researching entrepreneurs, international entrepreneurs, and it was about 9 years ago or so. I think that this is where my career as a coach started, because then I realized that I have to work with big groups of people, with big groups of students, and I need to have this skill to actually make the impact, not just to read something from the slides, but actually to make them understand, make them to make them feel this message. And this is where I think this is where it's all started.
Interesting. That so very cool. Where did the spark in terms of like helping others get, you know, to gain that confidence, and how did that start? How did you like get involved in helping others with it? What was kind of those first steps?
Yeah. So in the beginning, I started teaching and I realized how big impact it makes among the young generation, that even one word can change their whole life, and they change their perspective, they change their career because of one inspirational story or one sentence. Then I got involved with the Toastmasters International organization, which is devoted to public speaking and leadership. I got through many leadership positions in this organization, and which also helped me to impact others and to serve others with my leadership and communication skills. And after this, when I did the business trainer certification, the Dale Carnegie trainer certification, this just it just gave me this amazing knowledge of how I can actually influence and help and support people who are on a higher business level, business positions. And I think that altogether, this experience, it now gives me this perspective of working both with younger generations and with the business professionals. And I don't think that I have any preference. I just love supporting people on all stages of their careers.
That is so cool. Is there a story or some moment in your life that, like you talked about, there's as kids, they hear that one thing that sticks with them. Is there something that you can remember or recall on that might have stuck with you?
I think that one of the defining moments for me was the presentation, the defense of my master thesis at the university. Wow. When I finished my university and I presented my paper, which was very important for me, important stage of my life, let's say. And I did this presentation. I was so nervous. Oh, wow. I remember I was holding this piece of paper and my hands shaking. I was reading everything. My mind went blank. And I just thought, after this presentation, I didn't remember anything that I said, what I said, and it was not the best, let's say. And after this, I said that, hey, I don't want this to repeat ever again, because this was such an important moment in my life. And just because I didn't get the skills, I didn't prepare well enough, the memory is what it is. And yeah, so I decided to work on this, and yeah. Here I am, we're helping others to work in this as well.
Wow.
Wow, what a cool story.
Yeah, I have so many questions I want to really tap in here. So when you're helping and coaching people that, you know, they aspire to become a speaker or be a coach or whatever it might be, how are you helping them like unlock confidence? Because that's typically something, I mean, it's something you need to experience, not necessarily taught, right? Kind of like life coaches, versus like psychiatrists, like one tells you what you need changed and the other one helps you figure it out. How do you help people with confidence? Because that's something that I feel like, you know, you need to be in the moment to really feel and take that next step.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to experience this. And I would say that there are two types of confidence that I work with. So one type is something that we show. It is the perceived confidence, how other people see us. And of course, we are working on the posture. We're working on the on the voice and eye contact with the audience, maybe gestures, depending on whether it is live or online presentation, it can be work with a camera, with lighting, and so on.
Yeah.
So this is something that is perceived confidence, right? So you're looking at someone looking good and confident, and you think, wow, this is a confident person. But then there is this second type of confidence, which is our inner confidence. This is how we actually feel when presenting. So we may do all of those things, but we may still feel this imposter syndrome inside that, I'm not good enough, they are better than me, and so on. So you can work on this exactly as you mentioned. So you need to practice. That's why when I'm working with my clients, and I always say that if they say that if they want to achieve results in a short period of time, then I say that we need to have several sessions for this. So usually I have either 6 sessions or 12 sessions. If we have 12 sessions, then usually I see those results. So in about 3 months of regular trainings, I can see the results, and they can see results themselves. So, you know, if you want to work only on one issue, then maybe you can 6 weeks is enough. But if you want to actually work on the whole communication style, then at least 12 weeks is needed.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to, I've always loved Toastmasters.
Yeah.
I've always
I was wanted just to literally going to ask about Toastmasters. I went to like one of the intro meetings.
Really?
Chico. Yeah. Tell us about Toastmasters and the kind of empowerment that helps and offers people.
Yeah. So, have you been members of Toastmasters as well, right?
I went to like a meeting once, and I really wanted to be involved. I just never did.
Yeah, so I would really recommend to anyone who is working on their communication skills currently, either with a coach or want to improve by themselves, to go to a Toastmasters meeting and to see how it looks like, because you can visit a meeting free of charge. Yeah. You don't have to pay anything. And they have this great method that it is learning by doing. So there are no teachers, no coaches. You're just going to the meeting, and then you're receiving a feedback after everything you do, everything that you present, or every function that you have. And it creates such a nice atmosphere. You feel very positive atmosphere. You feel support of others. And I think that this creates this magic. And then when you become confident in speaking, you can also have develop those leadership skills. So you can become club president. You can become an area director. And then you can manage several clubs. So this organization allows to develop your skills to the extent that you can develop. And this is a nonprofit organization. So it just requires your time commitment, I would say.
Is there like really big like national conferences with Toastmasters and like regional conferences, or is it more just kind of chapter level? I don't know if they call them chapter.
Yeah. There are regional conferences, and also there are international conferences where you have international speech contests, which is also amazing thing to experience. I think that this year's international conference will be in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
And when you see those international level speech contestants, which are just perfect, this is an amazing experience.
That's cool. I've been seeking something like that as an adult. In high school, I did the FFA, and I did a lot of that was leadership based, and I did speaking contests and went to state and stuff. And it was just so cool, like having the stage and like doing it competitively. I've always wanted to do that. And I didn't realize Toastmasters had like a competitive portion of it. That's cool.
It's very cool.
Anyways, it's a topic, but back on what we're talking about. Though. Yeah. So what are some of these steps where, let's say, someone is seeking to become a like more animated on stage, or more like interconnected, like communication wise with the audience? What are some things that people can do? Maybe they're already kind of comfortable on stage, but you know, to kind of get to that next level of actually like, I don't want to say like an entertainer, but someone that's, you know, you're feeling entertained and you're engaged with. What are some
things the audience is engaged?
Yeah.
yeah. even more engaged.
I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, like
how do you make the audience
more engaged?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that every presentation needs to be more engaging. Right. And it is not only reserved for international speech contests or for TEDx speakers.
Right.
I think that every business presentation needs to be engaging because, you know, every day our attention span is getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. We get distracted. We have a lot of things going on in our social media and everywhere around. So if the presentation is boring, then we just switch to something different. We start checking our emails, we start reading something, and we need to make sure that our communication is short and concise, and that we know what the main message is, and then we're able to add those additional wow effects. So thinking in terms of TEDx talks, for example, I've been organizing TEDx events for about 8 years now. And every time that I'm working with corporations, with corporate clients, they tell that we want to have this corporate event. We want to coach our speakers, but we want to make it a TED-like event. We want to have those wow speeches. So everyone wants to have this. But still, we are a little bit afraid maybe to add those effects in our business presentations. That's why I think that we need to be more courageous. We need to use more storytelling, to use more impactful introductions and conclusions, maybe metaphors, analogies. So there are a lot of tricks that we can do. We just need to be a little bit more courageous.
Right. I
like that. That is so cool. Man,
I'm just trying to think.
There's so many questions that I could go off of. Just trying to think of the best way to take the next part. But can you go?
Yeah,
I didn't have a couple of, but
so I'm actually a little curious about TEDx. Is how do you put one on in your area? I mean, is it something that you have to apply for? Is it something you have to like create a committee or find someone that will like large sponsors for it? How does that work?
Yeah, so TEDx events, they are independently organized. TED licensed events. So you would need to apply, and those are nonprofit events. So you don't pay for the license and you don't pay for speakers to be on your stage. Speakers don't pay you to be on your stage. So this is all purely nonprofit, but still you need to act according to the TED rules. The most important thing is to curate amazing ideas from your local area. So this is not an event for inspirational speakers,
right,
for topics like, I don't know, you can do anything or, you know.
If we were, if you were to coach us, local area, we're going to be on the TEDx stage at a local presence. What is like an assessment that you would do on us? What is something that you would do when you're working with students that are about to talk on the TEDx stage?
Yeah. So first I would discuss with you your idea. What is your idea that you want to share on the stage, or maybe several options of the idea? Because this is the main test. Some people, when they apply, they say that, oh, I'm an international speaker. I've been speaking here and there, and I have this experience. This is my bio. And they think that this will take them to the stage. But in fact, we're not looking at the person in the first place. We're looking at the idea. So is the idea worth spreading? Is it new? Is it something that is really innovative? Is it something that is relevant for the local audience? And is it something that will be interesting for the local audience? So if your idea will pass all those three main elements, then we will go further working on your idea.
Interesting. Wow. I don't think I fully realized that. I mean, I knew they're supposed to be ideas that were, you know, forward thinking.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about how it really didn't. Who's delivering it doesn't really matter. Totally. It's really like, well, it does, but it's more of like what the idea is.
Yeah. Interesting. Do you have a topic you would talk on? I'm really putting you on the spot right now. But
TEDx?
Is there a topic that based on her criteria that you would speak on?
I think I could speak on resilience. That's probably what I would probably, you know, I don't know if that's for TEDx though.
I think it's pretty good.
Anyways, so when you are asked to speak, when you go speak, what are some topics that you speak on, like to crowds and stuff?
Yeah, so I last year I've given my TEDx talk on global entrepreneurs, which was the topic of my book and the topic of my PhD thesis also. So this is what I teach students: entrepreneurship and business communication. And I'm speaking about business communication, I'm speaking about entrepreneurship, I'm speaking about this global entrepreneurial approach, about networking, connecting with people, and being flexible in business in general.
That's so awesome.
So have you found that, like, through all your, like, through doing Dale Carnegie training, through Toastmasters, through your PhD, through all these different things that you've gone through, what is like the one thing that is, that you feel is really stuck, that maybe is, I don't know how to put this in more of a raw way, but like, that you just need to get, like, you just need to understand about speaking or confidence? Is there one thing that you feel like is just, you know, the kind of the tipping point most people just need to hit in order to kind of jumpstart their, I don't know, confidence? Yeah. I don't know if that's.
I think you're getting to like,
I don't know.
Yeah. So I think that all of those experiences that I got, all those schools, let's say, that I went through, they definitely created this unique angle of my business, of what I do. And I think that this is absolutely unique. So I cannot say that something is better than the other thing. Definitely, if you are a corporate person, if you're working in a corporation, bringing Dale Carnegie course to your corporation is a great idea, because this is a unique product. And of course, many things that I do in my business is inspired by something that I learned there. This is, you just cannot repeat this experience. So I really recommend to go through this. Then if you are in the beginning of your career, then I would definitely recommend attending Toastmasters meetings and also some other clubs that you mentioned, like debate clubs or any types of meetings that you actually have to speak, you have to debate, you have to speak to compete maybe, because this gives this unique experience that this gives you confidence. And the more of such meetings you have, the more confident you are than speaking on podcasts, on Facebook lives, and in life. Yeah. So I think that everything, and of course, if you have an amazing idea to share, then TEDx is a place to go for you.
It's a great platform. Man, what an amazing show.
Yeah. So as we wrap it up, if there's one thing that you hope that our audience kind of takes away from this conversation episode, what would that be?
Well, I definitely recommend to work on your communication skills, no matter which position you're at, because I'm personally working with business partners, with CEOs sometimes, and they find ways to improve themselves. So even people at a very, very high level, they still say that, hey, I want to work on this, let's work on that. And no matter which level you're at, there is always something to improve. For me, I'm a communication coach. I'm constantly trying new things and finding new things to improve. Last week, I was speaking at the conference. I asked my friend after my presentation to give me harsh feedback. And after my presentation, he just came up to me and said that this was great, but you can improve this and this. And for me, it was such a valuable feedback. So I'm constantly working on myself, and this is what I recommend to all of you.
I love that.
That is so cool.
That's huge. And if people wanted to follow you or get in touch, where would they do that?
Yeah, so please connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or my website, elenapaweta.com. You can also schedule a free 15-minute call with me if getting on TEDx stage or becoming a speaker or improving your communication style is something that you're looking for, then let's just connect and chat about this.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Poeta, thank you so much for your time, providing the knowledge that you've had. And I think there's definitely some action items people are going to walk away with.
Couldn't agree more.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Biz Bros podcast. Go ahead and Google our name wherever you listen to podcasts. Type it in. You're going to find us. Hit that subscribe button if you want to listen to awesome episodes with guests just like this one. So we look forward to hearing and talking to you on the next podcast.
See you guys.